Andy Storm, who is the president of Eckhart, which, and frankly, I'm just getting to know Andy, and I'm just getting to know Eckhart. But I know that Andy was born in, it's Lorium, Michigan.
Home of the Gipper up in the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that where we win one for the Gipper? Isn't that where he was from?
There's a big sign as you pull into downtown Lorium, Paul W. We're proud, the city and the town, we're proud to be home of the Gipper.
Well, that's good for you, and you should be. You are the oldest of nine children, six sisters and two brothers. And sometimes in a big family like that, the people say, I had to eat fast, I had to grab food fast because it would be all gone. Looking at your size, you're bigger than Link Bessert, who is big. And I mean tall. You apparently were able to get enough food to grow as a child.
Well, growing up in a large family, one thing we were blessed with is my mother was a wonderful cook, so we ate lots of roast beef, mashed potatoes, and there was always a mad dash to the dinner table. Unfortunately, none of us left hungry. My mom was a phenomenal cook. She's still a great cook, and we ate well growing up.
That is great news. Tell me about Eckhart.
Eckhart is an advanced manufacturing solutions provider that was started in 1974, is serving the Oldsmobile division of General Motors in Lansing. And since then, we've grown and diversified both within automotive and outside out of automotive. We serve a lot of large appliance, aerospace, and heavy truck manufacturers. Our core business today continues to be the automotive industry, and our hope is that it continues to be a part of our core business into the future. We are rapidly expanding as the entire industry is into the controls, robotics, and automation space. Collaborative robotics is a big part of our company. We do a lot of automatic autonomous guided carts for manufacturers all over North America and the world. Automation and robotics are continuing to become a bigger part of not only the driving experience with respect to autonomous vehicles and the interconnectivity between cars, but also the tools and systems that go into the manufacturing plants where the vehicles and equipment is made.
You've had quite a past career lineup for that really belies your age. You don't look old enough to have worked with Dick Dauch. May he rest in peace. Wonderful, wonderful guy, and I'm glad that his son has taken over doing a great job there at AAM. Prior to Eckhart, you were general manager of automotive, aerospace, and defense at a company in Eden Prairie. You and your lovely wife, Amy, have traveled all over the country. And by the way, you have a pretty big family yourself, don't you?
We do. We have five girls and three boys. So I've been blessed with a wonderful wife who I always tell her that you never know what's going to happen in life, but one thing we'll be able to do is look back and be really happy that when we get up every day, we live life and try to live life to the fullest. And in the manufacturing space, one of the things that I think is so important, and you see it today in all industries, is how across different manufacturing industries, there's so many different challenges that manufacturers face. Technology and innovation changes so rapidly. It's extremely important for manufacturing professionals today to have a broad perspective of how different manufacturers in different industries produce things. And I feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to be exposed to, automotive, aerospace, heavy truck manufacturing, 3D printing, because all of those skill sets and all of those experiences truly play into my job today working at Eckhart.
And Andy Storm, president of Eckhart, you're one of the expats. You're one of the guys who looked forward to coming back home and now living in Brighton, I think, right?
Absolutely, yep. My wife and I live in Brighton. I grew up in the Upper Peninsula. She was born and raised in Northville, spent her weekends stacking wood, listening to University of Michigan football games in a large family herself. But we're both from Michigan. We really, really are excited to be back in Michigan. We have a lot of family here in Michigan. And obviously, being that we truly are the epicenter of manufacturing in the United States, it's great to be here and be part of a manufacturing company that truly is invested in growing and expanding and hiring more people from our state and from our region.
Growing and expanding in August of this year, acquiring Autocraft. You're helping manufacturers from all major industries integrate collaborative robotic solutions to improve quality process control. I said to Link before you got here, when I learned more about what you do, It's kind of like BASF. We didn't build the assembly line. We make it better.
That's exactly right. I think the niche that we serve is we provide custom solutions. There's very little that we do that is off-the-shelf, you know, commoditized product or service. Most of what we do every day when we get up, when our employees, our workers get up and come to work, we work on custom solutions that really address some of the most difficult, most challenging obstacles that manufacturers face building their products that they ultimately sell to their customers. So it's a very, very demanding job. It's a challenging job. It requires a lot of resolve, but we feel very, very fortunate to get up every day, serve our customers, and be part of the manufacturing renaissance that is absolutely occurring here in the state of Michigan, and being part of all the new innovation that's coming into the automotive industry and truly changing how we not only manufacture, but also drive and use the automobiles and trucks that the OEMs are producing and will produce.
Nice to have you a part of the manufacturing in the D and leading up to Nationwide Manufacturing Day. And nice to have you a part of the WJR family as one of our new sponsors, Andy Storm, president of Eckhart. Thank you so much.
Very happy to be here, Paul W., and thanks for being a beacon of optimism in our region. It's great to hear you every morning speaking so positively about all the manufacturers that that are here. And we all appreciate your optimism and the faith that you have in all of us. So thank you.
Thank you, Andy. That's awfully nice of you to say.